The next coach on the teleconference is Maryland's Mark Turgeon. The Terrapins are 13-1 on the season, 2-0 in Big Ten play, and ranked number 4 in both the AP and USA Today coaches' polls. Maryland will host Rutgers on Wednesday before traveling to Wisconsin on Saturday. Coach Turgeon, good morning.
Hello.
Hello, Coach. We're going to go straight to questions for you. Is that okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
Sounds good. Let's go straight to questions for Coach Turgeon, please.
All right. And our first question comes from the line of Don Marcus with Baltimore Sun.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Don.
In terms of the way the guys handled, you know, the situation on Saturday and you know, having the ranking all season the way they have, do you think it's a matter of the team getting used to, you know, having this target, or do you just think that it was one night where, you know, everything just worked?
Yeah, well, we don't ever talk about our ranking because we, you know, we know it's still early and none of that matters. We're just trying to get better. So it was one night when we were ready to play. The one thing that, you know, as a head coach, you always want more consistency. But I thought, you know, for the first half defensively, we were as good as we could be. We were at the UConn level defensively in that first half of that game also. The thing that we did better is we didn't play as well defense or play as well in the second half, but we played well enough to maintain the lead, which we didn't do in the UConn game. So that was a step in the right direction, I thought, on Saturday night. Thanks.
And our next question comes from the line of Chad Letzino with Des Moines Register.
Hi, good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Just wanted to ask about the kind of the overall strength of the Big Ten as you've seen it in their first teleconference of the year. Who are maybe some of the surprise teams, and are there more contenders than maybe people give the Big Ten credit for?
Yeah, I think our league's just kind of growing up here. As the season goes on, we might have stumbled early on a couple games, but see teams kind of getting better. Whether it's Iowa, whether it's Michigan, we're getting a lot better. You know, Michigan State will continue to grow. They'll get better because they've had to play without Denzel Valentine. And I'm going to miss some teams. Northwestern's a heck of a team. They're without Ola right now, but he gets back there. You know, they've been a pleasant surprise. We all knew they were going to be good, but they probably exceeded it a little bit. And Purdue's been terrific. I know they stumbled the other day, but they've been great. Matt's doing a great job with their team. And so looks like Wisconsin's starting to play a little bit better, scoring a little bit better since Christmas break. So, you know, I don't have it all written down in front of me, but I think the league's good. I think we can get 7 or 8 teams in again. And, you know, it's going to be the next 2 months we're just going to beat up on each other.
True. And just as a follow-up, what is it like to, I mean, how do you coach against your ranked team and just having almost a target on your back every night? I mean, how do you kind of coach, approach each game, knowing you're going to get through their team's best effort?
Yeah, we've kind of gotten used to that. We've only had a couple teams that haven't shot the ball well against us all year. You know, and some of it's been our defense. Some of it's just been the other team's been so dialed into us. But we don't talk about our ranking. We're not sure how good we are yet. We continue to improve. We know when we're dialed in and ready to play, we can play with anybody. But it's finding that consistency. So we prepare for every game. The same way, we approach every game the same way. We give everybody the respect they deserve, and we play to win that game. So, you know, some games we're going to play well, some games we're not going to play quite as well. We've been lucky enough so far when we haven't played quite as well to still win. So we know that'll catch up with us at some point. But we just try to get better every day. That's kind of been our approach. I know that's cliche, but that's the truth.
And our next question comes from the line of Romaine Stubbs with Washington Post.
Hey, Mark.
Romaine, what's up, Romaine? How you doing?
Mark, you noted the other night that Melo is kind of really grown up on the defensive end. Could you elaborate on that more and just what specifically he's really doing well on that end right now?
Well, he's competing. He took on a challenge. Zach Kintosh, you know, came into our building last year and scored a ton of points. And some of it was my fault and our game planning. But he had a lot of respect for the young man on Saturday, Brian. And so he competed. And he has to. You know, Sheed's always going to guard the best player. But sometimes they have two really, really good players like Northwestern did. And Melo's got to step up and guard him and guard that player. So he continues to grow. He's, you know, doing a pretty good job of playing without fouling. He's had three fouls the last two games, but doing a good job of playing with intensity, but not fouling, which has been good, and taking on a challenge. So he's always had it in him. We're just asking more of him this year. He's just becoming a really complete player. And if you look around our roster, our whole roster is becoming that way. Just, you know, Jake Lehman's numbers he put up the other day, Suleiman, Bob Carter, Diamond Stone, guys like that, they're just becoming complete basketball players, which is making us a better basketball team.
Thanks.
All right, Romaine.
Our next question comes from the line of Jerry Carino with Gannett, New Jersey.
Hi, Mark. Just want to ask you about Jared Nickens, a local guy for us, and you know, what his role has been for you and how he's progressing as a player for you this season.
Well, he's really improved. I was proud of Jared. He improved defensively. He's improved his rebounding. He's improved, you know, on the ball defense, off the ball defense. He's better off the dribble now. He's much more aware. He's just a better basketball player. Hasn't shot the ball well the last two games for us, but everybody on our team, every time he shoots it, thinks it's going in. So he's made a ton of big shots for us in his career already. I'm sure he's going to make a bunch more as his career goes on. So, and he's a great kid with great personality and fun to be around. So he's been a real pleasant surprise and great for us his first year and a half.
Thanks a lot.
You bet.
We got time for one more question for Coach Turgeon, please.
And our next question comes from the line of Don Marcus with Baltimore Sun.
Hey, Mark.
John.
Just to follow up on the defense you guys played the other night, you commented after the game that you really just worked on defense going into the Northwestern game, and obviously a lot of that had to do with, you know, all their sets that they run. But do you think that that's something that you will continue to do, given how, you know, the performance they gave the other night, that you think that if you dial in defensively in practice, that'll carry over to the games?
Well, we do that most games. We just gave it a little extra effort in that game because they run so many sets, and we just had to have some kind of a feel for their sets. I think being on the road helped us. Gives you more time to get together and watch film and do things. But that really, really helped us also. Yeah, we'll dial in. We're offensively, we haven't played well the last two games. We have missed shots that we normally don't miss. But we got to get better offensively too, you know, as the season goes on. But no, we'll continue to. Most games, Don, we prepare more defensively than we do offensively.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Coach. We appreciate your time this morning.
Okay, all right, thank you.